Hi, my name's Tom Morgan. I'm a Office Servers and Services MVP, and I'm normally to be found talking and blogging and making videos about Skype for Business development and all the different options you can do with Skype for Business. But today I want to talk about the Microsoft Bot Framework, and I want to do that because I think it's still really interesting to Skype for Business developers. There's still a ton of interesting things you can do, and you can reach out and write applications and write bots that talk to Skype Consumer and Microsoft Teams and a bunch of other different channels as well that you couldn't do before. And I want to show you how to do that now in this kind of how-to video. So I've watched a lot of how-to videos, and the ones that have brought me the most value are the ones where stuff kind of goes wrong and it isn't like really well worked out and really polished. So that's what I'm trying to do this time. There's no slides. It's all code. It's me on the screen. I'm sure I'm going to make mistakes and get stuff wrong, and it's not going to work. But I think that's how people learn. So come along with me for the journey. The aim of this is that we're going to build a simple bot, and we're going to get it working and get it published and get it out there and use it on some of these other platforms. All right, Lou. So let's make a start. Now, the bot framework itself. The way it works is that you write some code and your code looks like a web API solution. So it's got an API endpoint. It's a very specific API endpoint that the bot framework knows about. And then the bot framework will send any messages that get sent to your bot to this API endpoint. If you've never written a web API project before, don't worry. Luckily, the guys at Microsoft have made this stuff really, really easy. What they've done is they've created a template which you can install on your computer, and then in Visual Studio, you can go File, New Project, Bot Framework, and what it's going to do is create a new project for you with a ready-to-go working sample, right? Which sounds pretty good, right? So let's do that now, and I'll show you exactly what I mean. So, first of all, you need to download the template, right? So, this is the address you go to, aka.ms/bf-bc-vs-template. As soon as you load that into your browser, it's going to download a zip file. And then what you're going to do is take that zip file and you're going to extract it and put it in your Visual Studio templates folder. Your Visual Studio templates folder normally looks a little bit like this. Okay. So if all that's pretty confusing, don't worry. Like, take a moment, pause now, go and get that stuff done, come back again. If you're having any problems, it's all written up in MSDN. Here's the bit.ly link that will drop you just to the right place in the docs to do this getting started stuff. But I'm going to assume you've kind of done that, you've dropped it in, and then you go to Visual Studio. So let's go to Visual Studio now. And I'm going to go File, New Project. And hey, it's already right there, like I've done one of these before. So under Visual C Sharp, you'll see you've got all your regular projects up here, your blank apps, your console apps. But if you scroll down, here we go, Boss Application. Perfect. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to create a new Boss Application. So that's going to take a moment or two to create right now. And like I say, what it's going to do, it's going to create a simple web API project. And what a web API project does is it gives you a project that exposes a web endpoint, and anything can hit that web endpoint. Now, so normally you might write a web API project to, I don't know, get a load of orders information or update an order or something like that. What we're going to use it for is literally an entry point into our application to say that that we can give to the bot framework, and the bot framework can then call and say, hey, this person just said this thing at your application. What do you want to do about it? Okay. So the project's loaded now. And looking over here on the Solution Explorer, over here on this side, here we go. Zoom in a little bit. Right. Perfect. So we can see the controllers, right? And this is the thing that we want to drop open and have a look at first. So in here, we have a messages controller. So I'm just going to open that up. I'm just going to zoom in and let's look at this. So we're not going to touch any of this code in this video, okay? Not going to touch any of it because actually it's pretty good as it is. And what it does, it's a working sample that we can use. It's going to receive a message from a user and reply to it. Now, if you know C#, if you know Web API, then this stuff, like, you'll be able to look at it and go, oh yeah, no worries. If you don't worry too much about it. This is .NET. You can come back and look at this later. All you need to know for now is that we have a entry point here called post, and this is what the bot framework calls. And it's going to give us everything about the message. And all we're doing here is we're working out the length of the message that was sent to us. And then we're going to send a reply right back again to say, you sent this and it was this long in characters. Okay. So it's a nice kind of hello world sort of thing we can do. All right. There's a couple of other things in here. You see, we've got this handle system message thing. We're not going to worry too much about it now, but you can see just looking at this, there's an if statement here around if the activity type is message. Okay. So what this is saying is, okay, maybe there's other sorts of messages apart, other types of system messages, maybe other types of things that might not be this message. We can go and have a look at this and say, okay, it's a thing, conversation update. Oh, look, we can handle things like typing, and we can handle things like ping. That's kind of interesting, whatever. We're not going to look at it right now. We have what looks like a working solution right here. We have a sort of minimalistic bot that is going to return just basically whatever we say to it and give it straight back to us. Perfect. Right. So let's just hit play on that. What that's going to do is it's going to build the solution. And because I said this is a web API project, what it's going to do is it's going to open it in the browser. In fact, it's going to open it in the browser all the way over here. So let's bring this into the screen. Okay, and give it a second to load. And it's not super exciting. What it's going to do is load a page that says, yep, you did the bot framework. What did you expect? Because really, it's just waiting for you to do something to it. Okay. Now, what would be really handy at this point would be if there was a local, like a bot framework emulator you could use that you can send and receive messages to your code whilst you're still writing it, right? That would be pretty good, right? Guys at Microsoft have got you covered. So let me get a link for you because you're going to need it. And let me paste it in back into this big window here. So there's an emulator. So this address here, aka.ms/bf-bc-emulator. Download that. And what it's going to give you is this, the Microsoft Bot Framework Channel Emulator. Now, what this lets you do is have your project here that's still running, by the way, it's still running in the background. And I can interact with it here. Now, couple of gotchas, right, that I'm going to try and make sure I get right the first time. The first thing is that this is listing on this particular address. Now, your address might be different to my address, right, because Visual Studio is just going to pick like a free port range and use it. Okay, so you need to look at this here, this localhost 3979, which might be different for yours. And then come over here and change this here. Okay, so this is your bot URL. Now, you want to change this bit to match what's here, but you want to make sure it ends /API/messages. That's important. That's the actual endpoint of this application. When you hit that, that's where you get through to that post, the code we were just looking at. So that means now that I can go here and say hello, and I can send a message. And I'm going to get a message straight back to say, you sent hello, which was 5 characters. Okay. And I get a nice bit of JSON here telling me some useful information. So this is the other stuff that I can look at in that code. So this is interesting because I get a conversation ID. So you can imagine I could make a kind of complex coding like solution where the bot remembered who I was, could carry on a conversation. It wasn't just simple like request response stuff. It was more nuanced than that. I know who the recipient is. I've got this special ID for the recipient as well. And I've got some other information as well. Now, I know what you're thinking. You don't trust me. You don't think this code is the same as that code, all right? So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to stick a breakpoint here on this post. And then I'm going to come straight back here and come up with another word. Let's say bot framework says hello and send it. And I've hit this breakpoint, because I've come into this code and I can now look at this activity object. I can break it open. I can go down. I can see here's the text. Bot framework says hello. You can't see it very well. Nope. And there's a bunch of other useful information here as well. So I'm going to let that continue again. Okay. So this is a really useful tool for writing your bot just to start with, just on your machine, get it up and running, get it working, get happy with it before you do anything else. Super, super useful, the emulator. Right. Okay. So we're going to imagine for a minute we've changed this code, we've made it into the like the most useful bot in the world. It answers all the questions we can possibly want to give it. And now we want to show it to the world. So step one, we need to publish it somewhere. Now you don't have to publish it to Azure, but it's pretty easy to. You can also publish it anywhere else you want in your own data center, anywhere, like literally anywhere that can do HTTP hosting, right? I'm going to choose the I'm going to choose Azure just because it's kind of easy. I'm just going to quickly step through some of these steps. Let's have a look. Let's kind of do what everyone does and just kind of make this stuff up. So I'm going to go North Europe because that's the closest place for me. And I'm just going to hit create and just get this going as quickly as possible. So what this is going to do is it's just going to publish this entire solution up to Azure. And what I'm looking for at the end of it is I need the address that comes out the other side of this. So I'm going to say, yep, I don't know. I guess that's fine. Publish it. As long as it successfully publishes, I won't worry too much about it. And what I'm really looking for is that URL at the end, because the next stage of things is to tell the Microsoft bot framework about our new bot that we've written and kind of hook the whole thing in so that the bot framework can then send us those messages that we were seeing in the emulator. And then rather than it just being in the emulator, it's out on the wide world. So whilst that's publishing, I'm going to show you something else, which is how we actually register the bot on the bot framework for everyone to find it and for it all to work. Okay, so registration. The place to go to get started with this stuff is dev.botframework.com. Okay, so we'll go to, here we go, let's close this, dev, here we go, dev.botframework.com. Okay, and this is your landing point for the bot framework. You see up here where it says my bots, let's just click on it, and of course we get an error because why not, right? Typical. So I'm just going to reload the page. Oh, no internet connection. Of course there isn't an internet connection. Right, there we go. Good. The stability of my computer is inversely, like in inverse relationship to how much Camtasia recording I'm doing. Okay, perfect. Right, my bots. You haven't registered any bots yet. Perfect. That's what we want to do. Let's register a bot quick before the internet goes down again. Right. So let's give this bot a name. So you can agonize over this stuff in your own time. I'm just going to call it Bot Framework Demo. So you can give it a nice picture as well if you wish, and a nice description. I'm just going to call it Bot Framework Demo. Okay, it wants a messaging endpoint. So this is the endpoint of the solution once we've published it to Azure. Okay, now let's just go and check on the publishing. Oh, and of course it failed. I'm kind of hoping it was down to that internet blip, so I'm just going to republish it. Let's do that first and see what happens. All right. So the other thing that needs to happen is we need to talk about security. And okay, so the publishing, all right. We're jumping about a little bit because my computer's playing catch up. What just happened on the screen is that the publishing obviously succeeded. And so it's thrown up the new address. So that's useful. We're going to need that in a minute. But I'm just going to take that right now. And here on the messaging endpoint, so this is this URL that we want from here. Now, there's a couple of things wrong with this. The first is that it needs to be HTTPS, not HTTP, Fortunately, as your websites allow you to do that. And the second thing is that it still needs that API messages on the end of it. I think that's right. You can double check here. Yep, okay. It's a good way to just make sure that it's got to be the same as this, right? Because this is the endpoint that it's listening for. So that's good. The next thing, the thing we need to talk about is security. Now, it's important that the code you're running is recognized by the bot framework as being really the only code that's allowed to be this bot. You can't have some other code showing up at, you know, Microsoft's front door going, oh, that's fine, I'll take that message for this bot. So your application has an ID and a secret password, and you generate these here with this kind of create button here. So I'm going to click the button, I get thrown out to Microsoft. I might need to sign in again, I might not. It kind of sometimes depends. Okay, so it's pulled through the app name and it's generated an app ID, which is great. And it says generate an app password to continue. Okay, so I'm going to click that button and it generates the password. And this is the only time it's going to show you this password. All right, so make sure you copy it, right? So I'm copying it to the clipboard. Click OK. And before anything else happens, I'm going to go back here to this code. And I'm going to go to the web config, which is here, this file here at the bottom. And here I have a bot ID, I have a Microsoft app ID and a Microsoft app password. I need to fill these in. Now, I don't need to fill these in when I'm doing it locally using the emulator. That's fine. As soon as I want to use it on the actual bot framework, I need to fill this stuff in. So I'm going to paste that in and I'm going to go back to the web page. I need this, but I think if I go back, if I click the button that actually says finish and go back, like I'm supposed to, there we go. It's what it's done is it's pasted my application ID in for me. So I can now take that as well and put that in there. And the bot ID, I'm going to come back up here and I'm going to take the bot handle. And I'm going to use that as the ID. All right. So now that I've done those three things, I actually need to republish. So even though I've only just published and I haven't changed any of the code, I've changed this web config. So right away, I'm going to republish that information back up. So I'm just going to do that now. Okay. And now we have the real kind of moment of truth, right? So I've got my owner here. I'm not going to add an instrumentation key. I better agree to the terms and conditions and then I'm going to click register. Oh, and something's wrong. Oh, the bot ID is not available. Somebody else is doing a bot framework demo. How dare they? All right. Let's add slash thought stuff on the end. Okay, so at this point, I'm kind of thinking it's probably not the uniqueness. It's probably they've called like bot framework demo or something. So let's call it thought stuff. Super cool one. Bot created. Okay, cool. All right, so you can see here, we have the name of the bot, we have the ID, and we have our messaging endpoint, and we have this big test button. What the test button is going to do is literally just ping this messaging endpoint and make sure it can see it. So we're definitely going to click that because that's useful. Okay, endpoint authentication succeeded. Okay, that's pretty good, right? That means that pretty confident that things are going well. Okay. So there's a few things we can do now. We can publish this. And what that will do is it puts it into the bot directory and it goes through a review process. So it doesn't immediately get published. It goes into a review state and you have to fill this stuff out first and you submit it for review. And then at some point later, they tell you whether it's successful or not. So we're not going to do that because this isn't a very interesting, useful bot, right? Other thing we can do that's kind of useful is down here with these channels. So you can see here we have a Skype channel, and that's already connected apparently. And then we have some other channels here, and we have Teams, we have Slack, we have Facebook Messenger, we have email, we have Direct Line, whatever that is, and we have other things as well. So I know about Skype Consumer, that's here, that's cool. I know about Microsoft Teams, I'm kind of going to add that as well. And this is where it gets really powerful, because now that you've written your code for talking to the bot framework, making it work on all these different platforms is really just as easy as clicking the button, coming here, seeing if there's any extra things you need to like worry about. And here it doesn't look like there are, right? It's just like enable, yes, no. Do you want to use Bing? Now, things get really super interesting when you tie this to AI and machine learning and all that kind of stuff as well. We're not going to cover that in this video, but there's a whole like rabbit hole you can go down in making your bots super, super useful, super relevant, and really kind of the next level of stuff. All I'm going to do right now is click I'm done. Okay, so we have a couple of these test links here. Now I'm going to pick one of these first. I'm going to pick the Teams one first. So this is like a test link before it really gets published that you can use to, and you can give it out to people and you can say like, click this, get it working in Teams, see what you think. So what this is trying to do is launch it in the Teams app. So I have the Teams app, it's over here. So this is an old conversation I was having with another bot. So here we go. So I've now, what it's done is it's, because I've clicked that, it's brought me into this new chat conversation with, this is the bot that we created. And we can say, hello from Teams. And what's happening is that's going through the bot framework. It's going to our published code that we've just published to Azure, that is turning it around, sending it back through bot framework. And then it's coming from bot framework and coming back into Teams and coming all the way back here. And this is the code that we just saw that we just published already working in Teams. That's pretty cool, right? Like, this is why the bot framework's amazing, because it takes away all the hassle of trying to get it to work on all these different platforms and just says, make it work here, take our template, we've done the hard work, put your cool stuff in, put your business logic in, and we'll do the rest. So that's pretty cool. Let's also make it work on Skype Consumer as well. So we're here, we've got this big add to Skype button. Okay, so I'm gonna click that and okay, it's going to take me here. So this up here, it's created a special join.skype.com link that you can give out. Again, this is easier once it's published. This is more for testing. But I can click add to contacts. And that's going to add it to my Skype instance. Now, I actually have my Skype instance working over here. Now, the thing I've noticed is that it can take a little while before you add it in, before it shows up in Skype. So you might need to kind of close Skype and open it and refresh it a couple of times. I'm just going to bring this over here because now you can see bot framework demo is here and I can start a conversation with this bot framework demo and say hello from Skype. Exactly the same. Right, exactly the same response, exactly the same code running, but this time it's running in Skype Consumer, not running in Teams. Super, super cool, right? We took a template, we didn't actually write any code differently. We took exactly the code that was here, and that's super interesting because think of all the things we can do here, because you don't need to know how this stuff works. You just need to know like basic.NET, you could look stuff up in a database, you could look something up in a third-party application somewhere, you could put a bunch of business logic in this. You don't need to know like too much about how the whole bot framework does messaging. You just need to do this, handle this post, remember that all the messages come in through here, there's different types of activity if you want to get advanced, but essentially take this code, you've got this bit at the bottom around reply to activity, that's the bit that gets sent back. You've got this code here. You can steal this. You can make this whatever you want it to be. Everything else we've covered, like publishing. And then once you're published, everything else, such as making it work on all these other platforms, is just click, click, done, click, click, done, click, click, done. But the guys behind the bot framework have really done an exceptional job in making this really, really easy to get going with and take and go and create brilliant bots. So there's a bunch of different use cases for this. There's a bunch of amazing new bots waiting to be created. And so I'd say get out there, use the links. Let me put the links back on. So take these links, go build the next big thing in bots. Go build the bot for your company, for your organization, for your product, whatever it is. Thank you very much for listening. I've been Tom Morgan. Follow me on Twitter at Tom Morgan with one M there on the screen. Go, if you find this interesting, go and look at my blog at thoughtstuff.co.uk. Thanks very much.